You're listening to the eWomen Network Show on News Talk 820 WBAP.
Welcome back to the eWomen Network Show. If you're just tuning in, my name is Sandra Yancey, and I am the host each and every Sunday right here on the fabulous WBAP. You're listening to the eWomen Network radio show, and what we do is bring you exceptionally bright women who are building these incredible businesses, and it is a unique process I'm finding that women go through in developing their own very successful businesses. And I've got another woman I want to introduce you to who is just one of those phenomenal women. Her name is Tina Ferguson, and she is a marketing and culture creation catalyst. She is the founder of the 180 Group and the creator of a new program called True You Marketing, 60 Days to Unleashing Your Marketing Mojo. Her new book, The Marketing Multiplier Effect, will be published next month. Tina's encouraging and motivational message comes to life through practical strategies, real-life stories, and a wealth of experience from her 18 years in professional services marketing. She challenges her clients to think bigger and to ask, why not today? In the process, clients find that they move faster towards their goal with less effort and less struggle. Tina, welcome to the eWomen Network Show.
Thanks so much, Sandra. So glad to be here.
It's glad to have you. I love talking about marketing because you can have the best idea on the planet, and if you haven't a clue how to inspire your buyers to want to try it, you're in trouble.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Who hasn't heard of the person with the big idea that's been sitting on the shelf?
Exactly. So how did you discover your passion for helping move people faster towards their marketing goals and then do something with it, create a business around it?
You know, when I was in corporate America, I worked with the largest independent accounting firm in Dallas. And one day, the partners came together and said, you know, we have a goal. We want to increase our revenue to $10 million, and we want to do that in 5 years. And all of a sudden, I just found that I was, like, so excited about this huge goal and getting to the goal really fast. And, in fact, we were able to get there not in 5 years, but just under 4 years. So that was kind of my first realization that I really enjoyed those, you know, making those really big leaps. And helping people really understand that it's just this incremental process. It isn't that you start at the bottom of the mountain and jump to the top. It's incrementally doing a lot of things well.
Is that what the multiplier effect is all about? That's the name of your book, right?
Yes, it is. And it is about that. It's about understanding these key marketing multipliers and then using those so that you can really make those big jumps. I think a lot of people work in a linear fashion, and they may be working one off with different tactics, but they never really leverage them so that they work together.
Exactly. And it's the leveraging where the magic happens, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so how does it work?
Well, basically, when we find that when people can really understand what their companies true talent is, what, you know, what they do better than the other companies that they're competing against, and when they can really understand what their people bring to the table, then what we can do is use these multipliers in a way that is profoundly simple and easy to use, and they just move so fast toward the results that they want.
And so who's your target market? I mean, who can use this process?
Well, you know, we found that it really works for pretty much every size company. We've worked with solopreneurs, and we've also worked with Fortune 500 companies all across different industries, from training companies to coaching to consultants. What we find is that the big key of whether or not you're going to get results of this is you've got to be ready. If you're ready, it'll work. If you're not ready, you know, nothing can help.
Oh, it speaks to my previous interview about fear. It's so ironic sometimes how, you know, by no accident, these incredible women like you come together on this show, and the various different interviews kind of build on each other. Because you're right. I mean, first you have to get over the fear of being successful, right? And mm-hmm. then you need the right tools, like that's what you offer. And then you got to be able to, you know, handle the multiplication, if you will, how this multiplier effect kind of helps to grow your business. What is it then exactly? Help me understand, Tina. What is it exactly then that people can expect when they work with your principles?
I would say dramatically faster results. And I know that may sound like something that people hear often. And what I can tell you is that we've had companies, you know, people, companies that have maybe 100 people in them have quadrupled in 5 years, and we've seen solopreneurs triple in 5 months. So it really is that dramatically faster growth revenue arc, if you will.
And you focus on first, correct me if I'm wrong, the culture of your own company.
We really do, because we really feel like the culture is really part of your product. And if companies are not aligned with who they are, then their client can't be aligned with who they are. And if employees aren't aligned with the company, then nothing is in balance. And so we really do start there. And we believe that even if you're a culture of one, the same principles and ideology applies.
No question. Your views, your values, your philosophies, your approaches, if you are a solopreneur, impacts the clients you attract, the clients you retain, the clients you have trouble with, your future clients, everything. You are a person of one, actually has its own culture. I'm in complete agreement.
It truly is that. And we've worked with people just in one session, and they've all of a sudden the light bulb went on, and it was like, oh, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially women to women. I mean, I think how we represent ourselves outside of the product or service we offer is what attracts us to one another.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's what we love so much about eWomen, is just the people and the members and just this. Everything that you all attract is really reflecting who you guys are, and it's just such a gift to all of us who are members.
It's so funny because, you know, as you well know, you know, the philosophy at eWomen Network is give first, share always. I've downloaded your website, the 180 Group, and I'm sitting here and I'm looking at your own language, you know, that says, can you imagine a business environment where people serve others first instead of themselves, and where they win time after time for doing so? I mean, it's so synergistic. I get why we are even on the phone together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're two women destined to meet each other.
Definitely.
Okay, tell me about your book.
You know, it's going to, the date that we're looking at right now is production in late November. It may be early December. I'll just throw that out there. And we believe it's, you know, a good month to really, you know, create a vision for,
absolutely,
you know, what you're open to in 2008.
Exactly. Begin to manifest it now so that when January 1 hits, you are out of the blocks and you're sprinting. You're not sitting back and thinking about it, right?
Exactly. We're just so passionate about helping companies and business owners just be their very best, you know, market to those best clients and help people make money in the process so that they can take that money out and do more good in the world.
Okay. Well, if you're listening and you would love to connect with Tina Ferguson, she really has a company that offers a whole new way of marketing. It's marketing from the inside out with their culture-driven multiplier marketing programs that is going to be basically used as the underpinnings for your new book coming out in November, early December, The Marketing Multiplier Effect. What is the best way for people to connect with you, Tina?
You know what? I would love to hear from them via email.
Okay.
Tina@180group.com, and it's O-N-E, the number 80, group.com.
Okay, terrific.
That'd be great.
180 Group. Now, one, again, is spelled out, O-N-E, Okay. And then it's 80 80 180 group g-r-o-u-p.com. tina@180group.com. Any final words of advice for our listeners?
You know what? When you come from an authentic place, you can't go wrong.
Yeah. So just take the time, right, to craft that, get clear about it, develop your language around it, and then lead with that first.
Absolutely.
And abundance Absolutely. Will follow. Abundance will follow. Good for you. Okay, Tina, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Sandra.
Okay.
We sure appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. That really wraps us up for another show of the eWomen Network Radio Show. Before I go real quick, let me just say, visit our website, eWomenNetwork.com. And let me tell you why. We have a phenomenal conference that's coming up in July. It is July 10th through the 13th, and I want you there. We're expecting 2,500 women. We take over the entire Hyatt Regency Hotel in downtown Dallas. Women from all over North America, all over the United States and Canada will be flying in with a culture of just what I was talking about with Tina, giving first and sharing always. I will put you in front of thought leaders that you might not otherwise ever have access to. But the real reason why you should come is not for the speakers. They are there. But it's because you deserve to surround yourself with great colleagues, great resources, great information, and great girlfriends in a great environment. Go to eWomenNetwork.com to register. That's it for me. So great to spend another evening with you. And I look forward to seeing you next time, same place, right here on the fabulous WBAP. Bye for now.